This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. And with us once again for some wordplay is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You have some news?
Well, this past week, last week, I answered questions regarding crosswords all week on the New York Times website. And if anyone is interested, they can go to nytimes.com and read about it.
Terrific. It's not just people asking you for answers, is it?
No.
I could have used you. I could have used you last week, I tell you. All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Takes up some more of your time, though, right?
Yeah, but it's just for 1 week.
Oh, okay. Well, we have our weekly challenge that we do every week, and you gave us a challenge last week. Repeat it for us.
Yes, I said think of a word starting with G and ending in R. Remove the G and R, and the remaining letters can be rearranged to spell a synonym of the original word. What words are these?
And what words are they?
They are garner and earn.
This was a tough one, probably going along with the tough on-air puzzle we had last week. We had only about 500 entries, and from the correct ones, we randomly selected Norman Cohen of Suffern, New York. Hi, Norman.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
Well, I got the answer while I was brushing my teeth Sunday night before bedtime. I'd been thinking of it on and off all day, including just before I fell asleep for a nap, and going through various GR words, and it suddenly came to me.
All right. You sound like a puzzle person, are you?
Yes, I am. I enjoy doing the Sunday Times crossword puzzle.
And Ken puzzles, I hear.
I can do the 5x5s, but the 7x7s completely stump me.
You want Will to give you some tips?
Sure.
Okay. Maybe off air. We can do that. And tell us what you do in New York.
I'm a software engineer for Google in New York City.
Okay. And you sound like you're ready to play.
Yep, I'm ready.
All righty then. Will, please meet Norman and let's play.
All right, Norman. First of all, regarding Ken, if you can do 5x5, there's no reason you can't do 7x7. Okay, on today's, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. Put a word in the first blank. Add a long A sound to the end of it to get a new word, phonetically, that will go in the second blank to complete the sentence. For example, a designer bag costing you more blank will probably give you more blank. You'd say costing you more cash will probably give you more cachet.
Ah, okay.
Here's number one. Yesterday, my sister blank all day at the beach, then cooled off by eating an ice cream blank.
Sunday.
That's correct. She sunned and ate a sundae. Good work. Okay. Number two. When getting up from the table, my lunch partner accidentally kicked me in the blank at the sidewalk blank.
Cafe.
That's it. The old geezer dislikes lawn games so much, he'd rather blank than play blank.
He dislikes what games?
Lawn games.
Okay.
The old geezer dislikes lawn games so much, he'd rather blank than play blank.
Croquet?
Yeah.
That's it. Good. For the kitchen cabinets, either maple or blank would be blank.
Okay.
That's it. On a European vacation last year, we had wonderful lobster blank in a restaurant by the Bay of Blank.
Biscay?
Yeah.
Good. A pricey apartment along New York's Blank Avenue is likely to feature a handsome blank floor.
Park Avenue Parquet?
Good. By searching underwater along the coral reef, you'll be blank likely to see a blank eel.
Moray.
Good. Nearing the end of the show, the host blank up the lessons learned, which blank will prove valuable.
Someday.
That's good.
Oh, you are good.
Good. Ma Yingxiao is not the blank of Chinese leader you usually see in blank.
I'm sorry, can you please repeat that?
Yeah, Ma Yingxiao is not the blank of Chinese leader you usually see in blank.
Taipei?
Oh, nice.
That's it. And Ma Yingxiao is the current president of Taiwan. And here's your last one. After slaving over a computer for a full work week, my brain is completely blank by blank.
Fried Friday.
By Friday. Good work.
Ooh, A plus. Not one miss. You got them all. Nice work, Norman. You are a puzzle person.
Well, thank you very much.
I know. Well, you know, Will says if you can do 5x5s, you can do 7x7s. I keep telling him I can't do any of them at all, and he always goes, well, you just keep. So I guess you just got to keep trying. Well, you did just so wonderfully well on our puzzle today, and all of our guests take home some things. We have some great prizes for you and someone very special to tell you about them. She won a Tony Award for her lead role in the Broadway musical Aida and 2 Grammy nominations for her debut album. And here she is now with your puzzle prizes, Norman.
Hey, you guys, this is Heather Headley. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master Deck of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
Norman, what do you think?
Sounds like a lot of fun. I guess I'll get to practice a lot of Ken Ken.
Yes, you will. There you go. And you'll be doing those 7x7s in no time. Before we let you go, tell us what member station you listen to.
WNYC in New York.
All right. Norman Cohen of Suffern, New York. Thanks so much. You are an ace for playing our puzzle today.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Will, we need a challenge for next week.
Yes, name a well-known U.S. city in 6 letters. Drop the first and fourth letters, so the remaining 4 letters in order will name another well-known U.S. city. What cities are these? And as a hint, I'll tell you that the 2 cities are in adjoining states. So again, a well-known U.S. city in 6 letters. Drop the first and fourth letters. The remaining 4 letters in order will name another well-known U.S. city. What cities are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions, Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.